This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Santa Tracker Podcast. I'm Al Frankmer with North Pole Radio News. It is early December and Christmas is upon us. Things are different now than the last time we did the podcast. Can you feel it? Can you sense the anticipation of Santa's launch? Well, we're feeling it and we're seeing it in the traffic to our websites, especially on this site, SantaTrackers.net, where the work of elves around the world is just starting to get serious. A strange thing happens every year at this time. We get questions, lots of questions. Our oldest website is SantaUpdate.com, which celebrates 30 years this year, and that is much older than many of our site visitors here at SantaTrackers.net. But despite the 30 years of information about Santa, the North Pole, elf life, and the reindeer, we seem to be getting more questions than ever, and that's what this episode is all about, questions and answers. It works pretty simple. I ask the questions we have gathered from elves from all over, and Elf Crash Murphy, my radio and podcast partner, will try to answer the questions. Are you ready to rock, Crash?
Yep. Go ahead and hit me. Give me your best shot. I'll take your hardest question right up front.
Well, okay, here's a good one. Do you still beat your reindeer?
Hey, come on. Is that necessary?
Sorry, Crash. Just trying to lighten your mood a little. You seem a little tense today.
I do. I feel fine. I'm just ready to get down to business, Frank. I think it's a good idea to get questions out of the way for as many of our tracker elves as possible, Frank. Once we clear their heads of their questions, we can fill them with the stuff of being elves. Making that shift from being a normal person to being an elf who works for Santa is a pretty big leap, Frank. Our job here today is to help elves think like elves, so let's go.
Okay, first question via email from Elf Frankie. Gotta love that name. Frankie is from somewhere in England, and she asks, Crash, if I'm an elf and I wake up on Christmas Eve and Santa is in my house, can I see him and talk to him?
Good way to start out, Frank. Nice question here from Frankie. I like it.
Do you get a lot of questions you don't like, Crash?
No, I pretty much am okay with them all. I just don't like repeating myself, Frank. I mean, how long have you and I been doing this? We've done questions and answers on Kringle Radio for at least a decade now, I think, and some of the questions we get, we've answered before. This one is a new one. Well, kinda.
How is it kinda different?
Well, it's being asked from the perspective of a tracker elf, obviously. I think it's a different question when it comes from a tracker elf, Frank.
What do you mean?
Well, listen to how she phrased that, Frank. She said, quote, if I'm an elf and I wake up on Christmas Eve, unquote, you see, Frank, already she's thinking she's different just because she's an elf. It's changed the whole experience for her. She's thinking, Frank, I really like that.
I get you. Good point, Crash. So, how do we answer her?
Well, Frankie is an elf and Santa is an elf. It's Christmas Eve. He's in her house. She believes in him. She's hung her stocking. She's worked as a tracker and even went to bed.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if she wakes up and she sees the big guy there, why wouldn't she see him and talk to him? Good grief, she's got more in common with Santa now than she's ever had in her life. You think she should pretend that she's asleep until he goes away?
Well, I've never really thought about it before, Crash. I've never pictured seeing Santa in my house on Christmas. I honestly don't know if I would wet my pants or forget my name. The whole idea of seeing Santa in my house on Christmas makes me kinda anxious, Crash.
Well, good for you, Frank. Good on you for tackling your insecurities like this, you big weenie.
Hey, what do you mean?
Are you really going to get wound up if you see Santa in your house, Frank?
Yeah, I would. I think a lot of people would. You just don't expect it.
Ah, baloney. I remember being a kid. It wasn't that long ago. Well, maybe it was for you. But honestly, if I'm a kid and Santa's there in my house, heck yeah, I'm talking to him. I think anybody would.
And what would you say to him?
Oh, I'd definitely ask the question you should never ask Santa.
You mean the one about going with him on the sleigh to the North Pole?
Yep, that's the one.
Now, Crash, that's just like you. You do the number one thing that you know as an elf that you shouldn't do.
I never said that, Frank. I said if I was a kid.
Okay, I'll let it slide then. But what are you telling Frankie? I'm not sure she's a kid, Crash.
Well, it doesn't matter if she's a kid or not. It just doesn't matter. She's an elf. She's asking as an elf.
Okay, you might not be the guy to ask this, but as a Santa Tracker trainer, holding you to your oath here, Crash, what does she as an elf do in that situation?
Oh, she's got to talk to him, Frank, no doubt about it. Frankie, if you're out there and listening, take it here from your old buddy Crash Murphy. If Santa's there in your house, you talk to him. You pull up a chair, you offer him an eggnog, and introduce him to your dog.
Wait a minute, Crash. Frankie's in the UK. Santa's barely got half the world done by then. Are you advocating that a registered elf actually detain Santa and prevent him from keeping his schedule?
I didn't say she needed to bring out the handcuffs and the rope, Frank. I said to pull up a chair and offer him an eggnog. Let's not advocate elf delinquency here, Frank. Don't misconstrue things on me here.
Okay. Okay. I'm just making sure, folks. We'll be right back after this word from Elf Crusader.
Wait. Elf Crusader's here? Elf Crusader is a, what do you call it, a podcast sponsor?
No. Crusader is an elf with a job to do, Crash. He's got a reminder, a tip, and he's recorded it. He's not here, you dummy. It's a radio thing. Work with me here, Crash.
Hi, everyone. This is Elf Crusader, your official North Pole naturalist with just a tip for feeding Santa's reindeer. You may leave out cookies for Santa, but the reindeer are going to need something special just for them. Most reindeer really love carrots, but they really appreciate it when you cut them up a little bit for them. They don't like the pieces too big. And make sure you don't give them candy canes. It upsets their tummies and makes it so they don't want to fly. Join us in a new podcast episode soon where we answer all your questions about Santa's reindeer.
Okay, we're back, and we look forward to having Elf Crusader here on the podcast soon.
Well, now that's really cool, Frank. I think it's neat Crusader's letting you do all this with him.
Yeah, it's big of him to allow that, Crash.
You're not the only elf out there that can do news and podcasts, Frank.
And you're not the only elf who can answer questions.
Good point. In fact, I've got a stumper of an elf question here that I think you should try to answer, Frank, because it's actually about you.
Me? Who could possibly have a question about me? What did I do?
I think it is more about what you didn't do, Frank.
Okay, what didn't I do?
You're not answering your messages, Frank. There's some elves out there a little peeved about that.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, but I'm not like you, Crash.
Well, nobody's like nobody, Frank. What's that mean anyway?
Well, you get thousands of messages and don't answer them, but nobody's complaining about you because they know that. They know that you have a staff of elves who struggle to work on your email. I don't have any elves, Crash.
Well, maybe it's time to get you some elves, Frank. You're a hot shot out there to a lot of people. You're the face of North Pole Radio News. You're the smooth as eggnog voice of SantaUpdate.com and Kringle Radio. Good golly, Frank, you gotta answer your email.
But Crash, and all this, believe it or not, leads us to another real elf question. I'm supposed to be faceless. The news I deliver should never be about me.
Well, yes, you do have a face made for radio, Frank. I will admit that. There's a real elf question in all of this.
Well, yeah, and Elf Crusader's a good example for us to be thinking about here. Elf Tristan, he's an 8-year-old elf from Wisconsin, for example, wants to get on the radio or one of the podcasts. He's got a computer and a microphone, and I've heard him, Crash. He's pretty dang good on the radio. He wants to know how he can make it as a voice talent.
I love this kind of question, Frank. It just shows us how serious some are out there about their elf life, you know. I love to hear about that kind of specific ambition. Most don't know what they want to do as elves, so it's refreshing to hear that Tristan wants to be an elf radio guy.
Well, what do we tell him? I mean, I'm likely 900 years away from my retirement, Crash.
Are you jealous, Frank?
What are you talking about?
Well, you sound a little bit like you think someone like Tristan can take your job.
Well, I just told you the kid's pretty good.
Don't get me wrong here, Frank. I think a little professional competition's a good thing. Healthy tension, as it were. But Tristan, who have not heard is only 8 years old, and he doesn't have a lot of experience, I bet. So what are you worried about?
I'm not worried, Crash. I'm just saying there's a lot of talented elves out there. And
you're jealous, Frank. Why? I've worked with you for years, and you've never once been jealous of me or thought that I could take your job.
That's true. I may have a face made for radio, but you, Crash, have a voice made for...
Let's not go there, Frank. I know who I am. But let's get back to Tristan. I think you gotta give him a shot.
But Crash, if I answered every kid who wants to be on the radio, that's all I'd ever do.
I don't care, Frank. You said the kid's got talent. I think we need to hear him.
Really?
Yeah, really. We were all struggling elves once, Frank. Have a heart, you big goonie.
Okay. I'll interview him and see what he can do. How many elves out there can get a break from you, Mr. Big Shot? How many out there can be mentored in being a Santa Tracker on the radio, Crash?
Oh, Frank, come on. That's pretty advanced stuff. I can't just...
It goes both ways, Crash. I challenge you to find an elf you can personally mentor to take on your job, Crash.
Okay, Frank, I get you. But we're going to have to clear all this with Santa.
Oh? All of a sudden there's conditions?
Well, Frank, I just can't take a young elf and put him or her on a sleigh. That's not going to happen. That's going to take some doing. You're just putting them behind a microphone. There's no danger in that. Any idiot can go behind a microphone.
Okay, say no more. Get Santa involved if you have to.
I'm not sure that's the right attitude, Frank.
The right attitude?
Yeah, we gotta be happy about all this. This is a good thing. Finding people to take our jobs away and turning us into bums and all.
So what part of this is the happy part, Crash?
I'm just giving you guff, Frank. This is all good.
Okay. Last question here, Crash, and let's see if we can make it a good one. This comes from a new tracker elf. Her name is Callie, and she's from California in the USA. She tells us she is a brand new tracker elf at SantaTrackers.net, and she's read everything, but she's very nervous about not knowing what to do when Santa launches. She's tracked Santa for many years, but she has never tracked Santa for Santa before. What do we tell her, Crash?
Frank, I like Callie's honesty. I can tell she's got a good heart, that she's a good elf. She doesn't want to let Santa down, and I think that's really good. So the first thing I would tell Callie is thank you. Santa's aware of your intent, Callie, and he appreciates your desire to do a good job. And I think you'll be just fine.
Do you think we have enough information at SantaTrackers.net? I feel bad that Callie's nervous, Crash.
I think the most important part of SantaTrackers.net is the elf community, Frank. A lot of new trackers feel the same way, and I think Callie would feel better knowing she's not alone, Frank.
Why don't more of the new elves engage the community there at SantaTrackers.net?
Well, it's new, Frank. Some just aren't used to it. But some are younger, and their parents don't want them talking to strangers on the internet, even if they are an elf. And we understand that.
Well, we most certainly want everyone to remain safe. But what are the other ways Callie can feel confident in her work as an elf?
Santa's targeting 200 million new elves, Frank, and I think that's... Oh, good golly, I haven't done the math, but that's a lot more than last year. If we reach that goal, that means only 1 in 5 will have any previous Santa tracking experience. So I can tell you there are a lot of elves like Callie out there. But this is why we have elf supervisors. In Callie's area, that's Elf Pinky. There's a page just for elves in Sector 5, and Pinky runs it. She gives direction there. In fact, she just posted her first direction for tracker elves this year on that page. She gives very clear instructions, and there's just no way for an elf working in that sector to mess up. So we say to Callie and others like her, jump in. The water's fine. You'll do okay.
Crash, is it possible for every question to get answered?
No, it's just not possible. As the time grows shorter, and at the time we're recording this, we've got about, only 2 weeks to go or so, it becomes harder to answer everyone's questions.
So what can a new elf do?
Participate in everything. Take notes, learn. Heck, they can even listen to Frank Murr on the radio every day.
Oh, that's kind of you, Crash.
This is the fun part coming up, Frank. If I were new, I'd be everywhere. Here on SantaTrackers.net, on Santa Update, and at NorthPoleFlightCommand.com, I'd just be eating it all up. Tracking Santa's fun. I think we're going to have a good time this year.
Okay, Crash, I look forward to it. Thanks for taking the time to answer questions in this episode, and I hope we get a chance to do it again in the weeks ahead. Folks, if you have a question you want to submit for the Santa Tracker podcast, you can email me directly. Frank@elf.fyi is my email address. Just send us your question and we'll be glad to consider it. On behalf of Elf Crash, we thank you for listening to the Santa Tracker Podcast. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaTrackers.net and the Santa Tracker Podcast.